Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, site editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Jim Demoulakis, the CTO of Glasshouse Technologies, and we're going to be talking about low-cost replication options in the market today and pros and cons, things of that nature. How's it going, Jim?
Going great. Another wonderful day, sunny day in New England.
It's absolutely beautiful here right now. I love it. All right, so first question, who really needs replication, and what's the number one thing you want to consider before deploying a low-cost replication product?
Sure. So the key use cases in terms of replication really are around people who are looking to have some capability for recoverability in as short a time as possible. We all know that we need to protect our data, and we know that we need to be able to get that data back and retrieve it and make it available to users to be productive. And the real question is, as the window shortens in terms of when, how quickly you need that data back, then you very quickly get into situations where replication is required. So many people, of course, start off by depending on backup and recovery for most of their data protection needs. But what they find is that when requirements fall into the, let's say, less than one day level, anywhere from hours to up to, as I said, a day, then replication solutions become kind of a requirement for being able to accomplish that. So really, the first thing to consider when you're deploying a replication solution is to really understand what those requirements are. And specifically, what we talk about are business objectives, meaning the more you understand what the business impact of downtime is, the more carefully and better sort of decision that you can make. And since there are a lot of different options when it comes to replication, that has a lot that can have a great deal of impact on cost.
Okay, so if you're going to deploy, you know, a lower cost product for replication, obviously lower cost is a benefit, and then you're going to have faster recovery. But what are some of the other benefits?
So there are a number of different things in terms of what features and functions might be available. So, for example, some products will have features that are tied more specifically to applications. So if you have particular application sets that you're trying to protect, Exchange, SQL, SharePoint, etc., some of the products actually have features and functions that are aware of those applications and make and streamline the process, make it easier to manage, and so on. Some of the products also have, in the same vein, are tied to virtualization. So if you're a heavy virtualization user, you may be able to leverage one of those products more effectively in a VMware, for example, environment. Other products have DR-specific features. So the whole, I often talk about the art of disaster recovery, meaning that there's a lot more to disaster recovery than having the technology and being able to get data from point A to point B and recover. There are processes involved. So some of the products feature recovery automation, and others even have the capability of doing non-destructive or non-disruptive types of testing, so you can validate in an offline, not impacting your production, your actual ability to recover if and when the time comes.
Okay, great. And what are the drawbacks on the flip side?
So one of the things to consider is replication itself protects against physical loss. So if a server goes down or a site goes down and you've replicated data over, it is protected. However, it doesn't necessarily protect against logical data loss. So if, for example, there was some undetected corruption that took place in application or in your data that you weren't aware of, and maybe it took several hours for it to become discovered. That corruption could very well have been replicated over, and so therefore your remote copy or your replicated copy is also corrupt. So that means what that really translates into is that replication is not a substitute for backup. You still need to back up your data. Now, there are some solutions that use something called CDP, continuous data protection, meaning that they replicate, but they also maintain a history of copies, allowing you to roll back to earlier versions for the specific purpose of protecting against this kind of corruption. Another type of drawback is in terms of management scalability, I'll call it. In other words, if you have a few things, a few applications that are key applications that you're replicating and protecting, you can probably do it quite nicely with any number of products that are out on the market. Once you have a lot of those things to protect, in other words, a lot of applications, management can become a challenge. In other words, a lot of different specific instances to manage. Now, some products are able to mitigate that problem with central management consoles, but at some point, organizations find that they become large enough that they need to begin to consider, say, storage-based or storage array-based replication.
Okay, and so what vendors are offering low-cost solutions, replication solutions today in the market?
So most of the low-cost replication solutions fall under the category that I would call host-based replication. Some of the best-known ones are DoubleTake, which offers a suite of products designed around Windows and VMware. Another is from CA. Their Exosoft product includes replication, is application-aware, and also includes CDP that I mentioned. Another one particularly focused on the virtualization environment is VisionCore. Their vReplicator product allows you to easily replicate VMs. Then there are a whole host of backup applications that also include replication capabilities as options, one prominent example being Commvault.
Okay, great. And so what about cloud or online backup? What are the pros and cons of using a managed service for replication?
So with cloud is certainly an area of interest and emerging. And if the goal is simply to get a secondary copy of data off-site, then cloud offerings certainly are attractively priced options. The question is how you actually plan to use those remote copies of data. So if cloud is being used for backup, recovery of individual files may be fine, but recovery of entire volumes, let's say, may take time depending on your bandwidth. Also, from a DR standpoint, are you going to need to copy everything back to a location to make it useful? As I said, this could take an inordinately long time. Some cloud vendors are making use of caching techniques to streamline and improve performance. One new product actually that's in beta that I just saw a demonstration of yesterday is providing a virtual storage array that can connect into your favorite cloud service, and it offers built-in replication between local and cloud storage in much the way that one of the host-based replication offerings would within your private environment.
So is that something where they have a you know, an appliance on site and then that sort of thing?
Well, in this instance, the company, by the way, is called Cloud Array, and they are in beta. They actually have a virtual array.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
That sits inside of a virtual machine in a VMware environment or a Linux Zen environment, and provides much of the same functionality that you'd see in a storage array. So essentially, there's a nice SCSI interface out to hosts, and on the back end, you can have your own local storage, or you can connect to any of a number of cloud storage vendors. Pretty interesting proposition.
Definitely sounds pretty neat. All right, well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for your time today, Jim.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thanks for listening. For more information about replication and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com.